From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Mormons are known the world over for their tabernacle choir. Well, now a group of Latter-day Saints in Utah has formed a new choir, one that is open to gays and lesbians. The One Voice Choir is not officially part of the LDS Church, but they've been invited to perform this weekend at a church-sponsored LGBT outreach event. Andrea Smartin of member station KUER in Salt Lake City reports the road to this weekend's concert has not been an easy one.
Growing up in Utah, Ross Owen watched the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on TV every Sunday with his family.
It was almost like watching a rock concert, and I thought, oh, I'd love to do that.
But by the time Owen was old enough to join the choir, he was no longer a member of the church. Owen says he was excommunicated after he came out as gay.
I almost feel like I've been mourning giving up that foundation that was there for me for the first 20 years of my life. So now I'm searching for that spirituality and how to get that spirituality back in my life.
Owen is hoping that the One Voice Choir might help in his search. On this evening, he joins about 15 other singers at a historic LDS chapel near downtown Salt Lake City for their first rehearsal. The group's musical director, Brian Horn, has resigned from the church, but says he's Mormon in his heart.
The primary purpose is to create a space where everybody is loved and everybody is welcome. To simply come together and as Mormon Christians and non-Mormon Christians, worship Jesus Christ and proclaim our testimonies of Jesus Christ.
Accompanying the group is Katherine Jepson. She's a church member and she teaches gender studies at Brigham Young University. Jepson says she's met many students who are suffering.
I just really feel for people who don't feel accepted in the one place they should. And I want to do everything I can to show them that there are people in the Mormon church who do love and accept them and want them to feel welcome.
Another member of the group is Rexine Pitcher, whose adult son is gay. Pitcher tears up when she talks about how her son did not find acceptance in church.
So I am really happy to see people of the Mormon church coming out and saying, we love you just the way you are, and being willing to show it.
Okay, ready? 3, 4, gently.
Eighteen-year-old Grayson Moore is singing tenor in the choir, but moves over to join the sopranos when they need help. Moore identifies as female-to-male transgender. In an interview after the rehearsal, he says people at church have been surprisingly accepting. Moore says he holds a temple recommend, meaning he's a member in good standing.
Most people who grow up in the church, when they transition, they just say, I'm not allowed to be LDS anymore, and they just give up and walk away. I want to show people that you don't have to walk away, that just because it can be hard to be LDS and transgender, that doesn't mean it's not worth it.
Moore begins to talk about the way it feels to sing in a choir like this, but before he can finish his thought, he's interrupted.
I love the spirit here. It's just acceptance and love. It's a great feeling of...
Someone from the church where the choir is rehearsing opens the door and tells us it's time to leave. Later, musical director Brian Horn was told that the choir could not rehearse there anymore. The local branch president did not want to talk about the decision, but admitted he was worried the group's presence there would become political. Later, a church spokesman apologized to the choir for the situation. Horn says losing the rehearsal space was discouraging.
Honestly, after that, I thought about scrapping the whole idea. And I'm like, you know what, that's the sign that God gave me that this is not right at this time.
But 3 weeks later, the choir found new rehearsal space at a nearby Methodist church where they've been practicing for their upcoming concert. It's an LDS church event for gays and lesbians called an outreach fireside. And Horn says it's a significant move for the choir.
I think it's showing the church that we're not the enemy. We're just here to sing. So the fact that we're being invited to this Christmas fireside for LGBT Mormons and straight allies and even curious people who don't know how to handle this topic in the church. It's a great step in the right direction.
Since the choir was formed, the LDS Church has launched a new website, mormonsandgays.org, that urges Latter-day Saints to reach out to gay and lesbian members. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Smartin in Salt Lake City.